right, guys, we're going to do one more story, then we're going to take a break. From Geek Bar Chicago, head bartender, Laura Green.
So I'm excited that I'm going before the break because you're going to be thinking about my story while you pee. And that's really... I'm really uncomfortable right now. Hold on. Put my whiskey down. Take my jean jacket off. Thank you. I know. Thanks. So my official title at the Geek Bar is the Queen of Drinky Things and the Mother of Drunks, but last night I was watching all of season 4 again of Game of Thrones, and there's that part where what's her name? Missandei? Yeah. So she we did it. We all did it. that was great. Thanks. That she introduced Daenerys to all of the her new people who she ruled over because she's going to rule. I did the arm thing, by the way, on whatever. And she had so many titles. She was like Mother of Drunks, Breaker of Chains. I have two titles right now, Queen of Drinky Things and Mother of Drunks. And so help me God, David Zoltan, I am going to just keep adding them, not consulting anybody. I'm just going to keep adding them. Like, my business card is going to be ridiculous. It's going to be like crowded and disgusting. Anyway, so this project is really easy for me because it's like bottoms up, like drinking, like I'm running the beverage program. Jesus. So I decided to talk about how I got to where I am and how I hooked up with Geek Bar. But then Homegirl started talking about sexy things, and I wanted to talk about sexy things.
I love my job.
With running the risk of getting a mean email from my ex-husband, I once gave him a blowjob singing The Legend of Zelda. It was like this. It was like, and the challenge wasn't singing the song. It was not laughing and getting my teeth in the way, which was like, I've also had 3 beers and I've moved on to whiskey by accident. By accident. I asked her for a beer and she gave me whiskey and I thought, well, that's awesome. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Sasha. So let's talk a little bit about how my journey into bar and geek and how these two worlds kind of came together in a really perfect and incredible way. So I was in this rock band this one time. On Atlantic Records this one time, and we were planning, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about really cool names for nerdy rock bands, and I thought, why hasn't anyone started a rock band called Nerdy by Nature? I mean, come on. Anyway, it was not Nerdy by Nature, it was called I Fight Dragons. I'm going to get another mean email, by the way, but no, not really, probably. Just let that go. Anyway, so I was in that rock band this one time, and our album kept getting pushed back and pushed back. We were supposed to record in March, and then it was July, and I was like, oh my God. And so then, after we went on this tour in 2010, I had to get a job, which was like, oh, fuck. Oh, can I say that?
Absolutely.
I've said it, I think, 4 times already. And now I'm concerned. So I had to get a job, and I was looking for stuff in food and beverage. I had worked in food and beverage for some time, but I hated it. Oh, my God, I hated my jobs every time. It was just like I felt like a piece of meat. Everything. I was vegan because the kitchens were so shitty. Like, I did not eat meat anymore because the meat was treated so poorly that I was like, I don't want that in my hot body. So I stopped eating meat. So I started working for a vegan restaurant called Karen's on Green, and my friend Dan Spomer put me in that position, and he's like, you can be a bartender. They gave me the bar book. Oh, my God. It was using, like, things like vermouth and ingredients I had never heard of, like Lillet Blanc, Punta Mace. What is a bitter. I don't understand. Oh, man, I was so out of my league. But they trained me very, very, very well. I had some of the best, what I now realize are some of the best bartenders in the city training me how to make cocktails so that I could produce a really great product. I was really tied up in music, though, so I didn't really give it a second thought, which is kind of a dick move on my part. But anyway, we all end up where we land. So I started making craft cocktails, and I had a gin tasting of all these different gins that changed my life, and I really fell in love. And I started wanting to make my own cocktails. So recently I came upon my first cocktail attempt. Oh, God, it was so bad. It was so bad. I just kind of, like, put it to the side. It was so bad. So I wanted an avenue to practice making cocktails because I had become so fascinated in it. But I also wanted to maintain this connection with this fan base with this stupid-ass band. This stupid-ass band called I Fight Dragons. I had all these Twitter followers. I had all this stuff. So I thought, how can I connect? How can I combine these things? How can I make really good use of my time while we're waiting to record this album? So I started, I would be behind the bar, I'd be working a lunch shift, and there'd be nobody there. Like, the lunch rush came and went, and I'm waiting for 4 o'clock for my other person to come in and relieve me so I can go do whatever. And so I would tweet out, give me a name, give me a movie, give me a TV show, give me a video game, give me something, and I want to make a cocktail around it. So people would, like, just, I would be flooded with all of these ideas. All this stuff that I can make cocktails around. And so I started doing that. And then I said, within the hour, I will have a cocktail menu with a photo into the Twitterverse. Now, I didn't have any concept of, like, beverage cost or anything at this point. So I threw a lot of stuff away. Sorry, Karen. Yeah, that was bad. I shouldn't have done that. But that's how I got my start. And so I tweeted out all of these cocktails, and some of them came out really, really great. Some of them, which will be on the Geek Bar menu now, which is extraordinary, considering I had no idea what I was doing. But I learned cocktailing through, like, trial by fire, and I could taste if it was good or bad because it's good or bad. One of them was, like, chasing ghosts, so I just took a sidecar, and I took out the curacao, and I put in raspberry, and then it's, like, the garnish is a lemon wheel with a mouth cut in it, so it's just like a Pac-Man, and then 4 raspberries and, like, chasing the ghosts around it, right? You know what's really great about that? I forego any kind of copyright stuff, because chasing ghosts, I mean, it's not Pac-Man. It's just a lemon. Poorly cut lemon. Fuck that shit up. So, yeah. So then time went by, and I worked at other places, and I had this whole catalog of nerd cocktails, and now that I think about it on stage in front of you all, which is weird, every single cocktail I've made from this point has been from, where do I want this to go? Where do I want this to end up? And then I craft it around that, be it a flavor profile or an experience. Like, I made a cocktail called Dusk that I wanted it to feel like you're at a campfire with your friends in the fall. What does that taste like? What does that experience taste like? And that's what's so cool about crafting cocktails and being a part of the food and beverage world is that you can craft an experience. You can take what something feels like and then move it into what something tastes like and then recreate that. So what is it like to watch The Walking Dead? What is it like to fall in love with Daenerys Targaryen? What is it like to... I was going to give away a spoiler, and I'm not going to do that. So the theme here tonight is bottoms up. And I am so proud in my journey in life and things that I can land in this position to share that experience with you. Because ultimately what we all want is to share experiences. So what I think it means to watch Game of Thrones, what I think it means to play retro video games, all these things, I can share that with you. So, bottoms up, because I have the coolest fucking job in the world. So, yeah, times 1,000. Like, I spent 6 hours rereading Scott Pilgrim, like the end of it, and you know, that's my job. Yeah, jealous, aren't you? So thank you for your support of Geek Bar, and I'm just really glad that I ended up at this point where I am, and I'm excited to share all of that with you. And my ice is almost melted, so I'm going to stop, and I'm going to drink this.